USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt on Thursday ordered a redacted version of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit to be released by noon today. The unprecedented raid on Trump's home is accusing the FBI of weaponizing the department against Biden's rivals. President Biden, with a recession, open borders, an economy in crisis, cost of living exponentially increased, and deadly foreign policies, says the problem with America is Trump supporters at a rally at Richard Montgomery High School in Maryland on Thursday.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy.
After decades of hate and deadly history, President Emmanuel Macron said France and Algeria should look to the future as he begins a three-day visit to the former colony. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Four people, including a constable, were killed in a shooting at an Arizona apartment complex Thursday morning that began over an eviction dispute. Pima County officials say it happened in Tucson when officers went to serve an eviction and were killed. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina told Newsmax overnight, Democrats are the modern-day bigots, particularly towards conservative minorities.
One of the things that you realize very quickly as we discuss the issue of race across this nation is that perhaps the most interesting and provocative nature of race in America today is the bigotry that comes from the left, the bigotry that comes from progressives, black and white, frankly, towards conservatives, especially conservatives who happen to be minorities. That doesn't matter whether you're Hispanic or a woman or African American. The truth is that what national media wants today is to make a caricature of people, and you have to stay in your lane to avoid their criticism and the backlash that comes from even your own community.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Boeing's first spaceflight with astronauts has been delayed until next year because of repairs that need to be made to the capsule following its last test flight. Launch of the Starliner capsule with NASA test pilots is now scheduled for February. In another example of the FBI and Department of Justice attacking President Biden's political opponents, Republican Senator Ted Cruz discusses Hillary Clinton's illegal unsecured email server that gave the world America's secrets. Trump's documents were never online.
To charge a president with disclosing classified information. Why? Because under the law, the president is the arbiter of what's classified and what's not. A president can declassify any document he wants. By the way, a secretary of state can't. So Hillary Clinton didn't have the ability to declassify documents, but Donald Trump did. And so the idea that he was in charge, he can read a classified document and go out on TV and read it on TV, and that's under the law, the president has the authority to make a determination, even though it's classified, I'm declassifying it. So the idea that we're going to send in the G-men to prosecute, to raid him and to set up a prosecution on that, legally, that there's no there.
SpaceX and T-Mobile say they plan to work together to use the rocket company's satellites, Starlink, to provide connections to T-Mobile cell phones across the United States. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.